Time for us to head out to the movie theaters with Ray Kugel. For tens of thousands of impoverished children in India, the necessities of life are a daily struggle. But through the vision of one man, hundreds of youngsters have been able to overcome the hardships. Ray tells us about a film that shows us how it's happened.
A sense of belonging is a huge part of the human spirit. For many of India's poor and illiterate, most of whom live in villages, it never happens. However, a program called Children of Mother Earth is providing more than just hope for impoverished children, many having abandoned their homes to face more misery in their lives at the country's busy railway stations. It is through the work of Ravi Rai that a better life became a reality. Rai left an engineering career in Singapore and returned to his northern India ancestral village of Fasar to set up a home for street children in 1999.
The railways have given us a place in Shahdara, and I'm really grateful to them to give the place here so that we can start our work here. Before we start our work at Shahdara, this place needs a major renovation work.
A documentary called Apna Ghar, India's Railway Children, shows how he's been able to help some of the most vulnerable by providing them with food, shelter, clothing, and education. Apna Ghar means our home in Hindi. More than 200 children are now living in five of those homes under the direction and guidance of Children of Mother Earth. Three are located at what were once decaying Indian railway station buildings. They are located in Shahdara, Delhi, and two in the Uttar Pradesh cities of Lucknow and Gorakhpur. With private donations, Rai took on the job of overhauling the rundown facilities with new walls, roofs, electrical wiring, and bathrooms. Australian filmmaker Helen Newman documents the work Rai's accomplished in dramatically improving the lives of many poverty-stricken youngsters in India. I spoke with Newman about what she saw and how dire the circumstances were for the railway children.
It's pretty grim. I mean, the backstory for the children that arrive at a railway station is quite varied. They're often leaving poverty or abuse or violence. But once they arrive at a railway station, and it's estimated that in India, and numbers are really hard to come by, but it's estimated about 120,000 children every year arrive at a railway station homeless. But once they get there, they're at risk of physical abuse, sexual abuse, very, very quickly become addicted to drugs. So ways of surviving are to refill plastic water bottles and sell them to passengers on trains. Prostitution is a big issue, drug trafficking. Because they arrive with nothing, they've got no resources but their own bodies.
Don't the railway authorities chase them away or have them removed?
Yeah, and I know there's a lot of work being done to try and change that culture, but certainly in the past, you know, there's been plenty of documentation of these children being beaten by police and taken away in handcuffs. But I also would like to say that that's a culture that's existed for a while, but they're working really hard. There's a lot of work being done by a lot of good people through NGOs and railway officials to change the awareness that how the children should be treated, to see them first as children rather than criminals.
Did you visit the locations more as an advocate or as a filmmaker observer?
My job was to actually document, one, the situation the children were living in, and two, the work that Ravi Rai is doing with those children and his organization.
Did you find that one location was more successful than the others?
Probably the easiest answer to that is the longer that a home has been established, the more infrastructure and the more solid it is for the children that are there. And the ones that had been longer established had a better system in place. It's not just about feeding and clothing and sheltering the children. It's also about dealing with their emotional scars as well.
Did you have any difficulties filming in such crowded areas?
I find that the common factor when there's a lot of children around is that it's just a little bit crazy, but you get used to operating in those situations anyway. So the difficulties are what you would expect in an overcrowded situation where there's lots and lots of children and suddenly produce a bright, shiny camera. They all want to be in front of it.
How successful in the long run are the Apna Ghar programs for the railway children?
I think they're particularly successful, and I think that goes back to a few important components in Children of Mother Earth. It's holistic, so it is about dealing with the whole child. It's not just a part of the child, so they're given the emotional and the physical equipment they need to be a successful individual.
Newman says many of the children have grown up to learn trades and go on to study teaching and engineering. Her own filming of Apna Gar, India's Railway Children, is also a significant contribution. To see what can happen to desperate young people when given kindness and caring is best conveyed by looking at it, and Newman's work provides that. The results are more than heartwarming. It's the right thing to do. I'm Ray Kugel.
I need to develop a playground here for the children, because if you bring the children from the slums, they will not come to study. You know, they are first attracted with the playground and with the equipments there. So a playground is very important in our work. Yeah.
It's a bit scary for me, you know, I'm going to cope, you know, because my way is once I start, you know, I'm not going to close it. Yeah. So, but I will start it, yeah. And I'm sure that, you know, help will come from somewhere.
You can see excerpts from this film on YouTube. All you have to do is type in, and the first five letters, by the way, are capitalized, Come International, and learn more about Children of Mother Earth at their website, www.comeinternational.org. No capitalization needed there. We hope you stay for international news. It's coming up next with Steve Norman and International Edition. I'm Jim Stevenson. Thanks for joining us today on Daybreak Asia.